My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I have no idea. I've completely lost control of the program. The wheels are off, and we're just
trying to.
I do want to welcome Michael Morris of MRC and Newsbusters. Well, hang on, Michelle, one second.
Okay.
Because Michael also runs Sensor Track, and Michael, so first of all, Michael, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
No, it's my pleasure. Well, you're getting some breaking news, and I know you guys cover these kinds of things and cover things that, you know, asking the question, why isn't mainstream media writing about this? Why isn't mainstream media reporting on these things?
I have an answer.
Well, hang on. Let's give Michael a minute to speak. Michael, jump in here, man. The water's warm.
Well, look, you know, your audience knows this knows as well, I'm sure, but why doesn't the media cover these things? Well, the media doesn't cover things that they don't want the American people to know. It's either biased by commission or biased by omission. And when they don't want the public to know something, they just don't cover it at all. But when something is too big or something they have to cover comes up, then what they'll do is they'll spin it to fit the leftist narrative. And that's what we've seen over and over again.
Well, and quite frankly, that's what we are, you know, bearing witness to as it relates to these election situations. I mean, they will not call this out for what it is. There should be some protection and some cover. I broadcast, well, Ben Berkwah from Real America's Voice testified about the fact that he was denied access to the recorder's office in Arizona. He was denied access to try and report on what was going on. Michael, how much coverage was given to all of the concerns that were already being expressed about the potential fraud that was taking place in Maricopa County?
Well, look, like in 2020, you know, big tech and big media both have said that any questioning of elections, any concerns about election integrity or any sort of conversations or debate about whether or not voting machines are having issues or effectiveness or whether or not certain votes were counted or not counted or whether or not there was fraud. If you brought that up, then you were censored. Certainly big tech actually instituted policies to where if you mentioned any of those things that I just went over, you were censored on the platforms, Facebook, Twitter, all across the big tech companies. And then media as well doing its part to silence Americans and basically call anyone having any sort of questions or concerns conspiracy theorists.
Talk to me about media and the world they've created. And another case that just happened last night, Stuart Rhodes, and let me, I'm gonna pull up the article. I think Just the News actually might have covered this, and maybe they have a better handle on it. But Stuart Rhodes and another gentleman were both found guilty by quote unquote a jury of their peers in Washington D.C. of sedition, and that happened last night. How much of the media's narrative do you think has played a role or played a role in the general perceptions about J6?
Well, look, we've heard a constant drumbeat about January 6th ever since, in fact, even before President Joe Biden took control of the White House. Mm. You know, there was communication about how Trump was going to cause violence, et cetera, and then January 6th happened, and then all we've heard since is January 6th. Anytime the left has an issue with policy, what is brought up? It's January 6th. It's like the Russian collusion narrative all over again, and they continue the drumbeat. And there's no question about it that when the media constantly brings something up, what they're trying to do is detract and deflect from the bad policies that are being implemented by the Biden administration.
Relative to this continued narrative, we now have Elon Musk in charge of Twitter. Musk has suggested that he is going to be releasing all of the behind the scenes correspondence at Twitter, which would evidence that the government was in fact controlling Twitter's narrative. From a media perspective, how significant is that?
Well, look, here's what Musk said. November 28th, the Twitter files on free speech suppression soon to be published on Twitter itself. The public deserves to know what really happened. He also responded to a Twitter user who asked about the New York Post Hunter Biden laptop scandal story and whether or not that was going to be released. And Musk said that for transparency purposes, the public needs to be made aware of what went on. And look, this has the potential to be huge. Obviously, we won't know until Elon Musk releases the files. But if it's anything like what Mark Zuckerberg talked about on the Joe Rogan Experience not so long ago, you know, this could be a bombshell. If you recall, Mark Zuckerberg on Joe Rogan's show actually said that the FBI had been warning about supposed Russia misinformation or disinformation, and that because of that, Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg and company decided to censor the New York Post. Well, Twitter did something similar during that time period. In fact, it went a step further and actually removed the New York Post account for a time or suspended the account for a time. And so it'll be interesting to see what all the pre-Musk Twitter, I'll call them oligarchy over there, did with perhaps the Biden administration or other government officials.
There's also a bit of buzz, and I saw something new on this, which I thought was interesting. I don't know if you've seen this, Michael, but there was something that was put out that WikiLeaks has done another massive file dump.
I have not seen the WikiLeaks file dump, no.
Okay. I had another one of those, you know, the email blasts that you get from different entities, but suggesting that WikiLeaks had done another mass file dump. Let's go back and talk for a minute. Michelle was sharing in the break that she's been censored on Twitch and also has been having some issues with Zoom.
Fascinating though.
Are you hearing anything? I know you guys follow at CensorTrack. What are the most recent censorship issues that you're seeing, and what platforms are doing the majority of the targeting right now?
Well, up until Musk took over, it was Twitter, Facebook, of course, along with Instagram is right up there as well. And then TikTok continues to be a purveyor of censorship, even going after Media Research Center's accounts repeatedly. We've had to appeal constantly the decisions from TikTok. Of course, TikTok being a company that has ties to the Chinese Communist Party.
Right.
And, you know, it's truly terrifying that a company like that has been called Chinese spyware by people that would know in the industry.
Sure.
Is being allowed to propagate in the United States of America.
Well, doesn't it seem kind of bizarre, right? That you know, you have somebody like TikTok that is being promoted on platforms like your Android apps and your Apple apps, and yet Apple comes out and says we're going to cut Twitter off of our app because Elon Musk owns Twitter now. And Elon Musk, in the view of Apple, apparently is more of a threat to freedom and freedom of speech than A, the U.S. government was, and B, the CCP.
Well, look, yeah, absolutely right. Look, there were reports that Apple was not allowing protesters to use an airdrop function in China. Apparently, they were trying to communicate in kind of a private fashion, and Apple reportedly cut that off. And as you mentioned, now also threatening Twitter to do to Twitter what they did to Parler, which is cut them off from the App Store entirely. You know, anytime the left can't win an argument on the battlefield of ideas, what does it do? It turns to censorship, and we've seen it over and over again. The left does not have winning arguments, and so what do? Try to silence the opposition.
Right.
I gotta add to that, though. It's the right also. Okay, see, we keep asking why. All these things, like you just said, well, what, PG, so why is this happening, or why is this, what would you expect this in a country? Well, when you live in a lawless country, you live in a country where the people that are in positions of power who make decisions want the people to be slaves, don't want free speech, and are literally against all the Americans. That's why these things are happening, right? You're saying, well, why is TikTok allowed? Because they want TikTok to be allowed. They don't want somebody like a Twitter to come in where they might actually then be against their own narrative and what it is that they want you to know or believe. So that's the problem. The problem is, quote unquote, the leaders, which I don't even like to, I don't want to call them representatives because they're not representative of us, which is what they were supposed to be doing. So that is what the American people need to get their arms around, is that they're all against us. They're all bad. Right? Because if they were actually doing their job, exactly. If they were there, so they want division, right? So they create the division, so they think there's, we've got Democrats and Republicans. Brr! No, they're friends. So they're trying to divide us. How do you conquer? You conquer from within, right?
Yep. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Michelle Swinnick, SaveMyFreedom.us, Michael Morris, Newsbusters, Free Speech, and Censor Track. Back with more right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nega products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And be sure and catch Michelle and Lucy DeGrazia, Jesus Rocks, coming up on TECN TV. That'll be at 1 o'clock Eastern today. Jesus Rocks. It's all about the kids and protecting our kids and stopping all of the drag queen stuff and all that's happening to our children. I covered yesterday, by the way, I don't know if you saw this story, but you may have covered it before, Michael. A journey from pain to peace. Father of Virginia rape victim tells this story. This young girl was raped by a boy dressed with that wore a dress and was allowed to go into the girls' locker room in Loudoun County, Virginia. He had already done this. He'd already raped another girl. They transferred him out of that school and into this school, and the daughter gets raped. The mom gets a phone call saying, "Your daughter has been assaulted. Please come to the school." She arrives at the school, and she's told by the administrator, "Please come in. Your daughter's in here, but you can't ask her any questions. You can't ask your own daughter any questions." Well, of course, it's her mother. So the daughter, you know, is like traumatized and says, I was raped. Well, now she calls the dad. They own a plumbing company, and gets a hold of an employee who tells the father. The father comes to the school. The security at the school won't let dad in. So dad is being held outside of the school and is unable to go in to his wife and his daughter who has been raped by this boy. And they're not allowed to have any conversation about it because, you know, we have to protect the rights of the tranny boy. Have you heard about this story?
Yeah, I've heard about this. And look, this is the sort of nonsense that goes on when administrations care more about agenda than they do about people. And, of course, all of this is under the backdrop of the LGBTQ agenda being pushed heavily in Northern Virginia schools, in particular Loudoun County. And it's not just that, it's also Black Lives Matter stuff and a bunch of other nonsense and just crazy things being pushed on the most vulnerable among us, and that's our children here in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
It's leftists pushing an agenda, caring more about politics than they do about people, and it's horrible.
Well, and now we have the quote unquote Respect for Marriage Act, which nullifies the DOMA, which is the Defense of Marriage Act, and it nullifies the freedom, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, RFRA. And here's the thing to understand about this that, again, no media that I'm aware of is covering yet. But the reality is that Hobby Lobby, which won its case at the Supreme Court based on the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, RFRA, so that they didn't have to provide abortificants and sex change operations for their employees, will now have their case now will be thrown out, and they will be resued to provide sex change operations and to provide abortions to their employees under the Respect for Marriage Act, because DOMA and RFRA will have been thrown out and removed, and they'll have no protection, Michael.
Yeah, that's awful. And, of course, you've had lots of conservative Republicans speaking out against this in the Senate. Mike Lee, in particular, he's got a piece out by the Daily Signal, Daily Signal staff, actually talking about the profound consequences of this Marriage Act, and just truly awful stuff.
The question really is do you believe, again, going back to this, we covered it briefly in our previous segment, but this is so important, I think, for people to understand. Do you believe that media has the power to create the world around us?
Well, it doesn't create the world around it, but it certainly has an impact, an influence, an effect. You know, if you tell a lie long enough, mm-hmm. people will eventually believe that it is truth.
Yeah.
And that's what the media does. It tells the same lies over and over again. It gaslights. It tries to convince people of what isn't true is actually true. And then the media hopes that the American people aren't smart enough to find this information on their own to combat the lies that they're pushing. And so while they can't create it, they can certainly influence it. And the American people, I think, are waking up to this fact that the media is overtly biased. And that's what we do here at the Media Research Center. We show the bias of the media and then point you to the truth.
Newsbusters, check it out. Newsbusters. And if you've been censored, reach out to censortrack.org, censortrack.org. Michael, always a joy to have you. Folks, we got to take a break. Reverend Clenard Childress is on the other side. Is there nothing sacred in America? We'll talk about it.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Aldershot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Aldershot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Aldershot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Aldershot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Aldershot also contains exotic herbals. Aldershot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination.
I reach for an AlterShot. Thanks to AlterShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nega products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nega products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome back, folks. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. And the question we're going to tackle, we're certainly not going to be able to answer it for you. At least not in an affirmative, but is anything sacred in America anymore? And I want to welcome to the program Reverend Clenard Childress. Reverend, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
So happy to be here with you. And that's a great question. That's a great question.
You know, I know that one of the things, and I've told you this before, but you know, you have been an inspiration with blackgenocide.org. I have referenced blackgenocide.org for the entire length of the 11 years that I've been doing this program. I have pointed people there for 11 years. When Elijah Cummings was alive, I've told this story before, but it certainly is, in my opinion, bears repeating. But whenever I would call his staff about some ridiculous thing that he was doing, and he was always doing ridiculous things, I would say to them at some point in the conversation, are you familiar with blackgenocide.org? And did you know that your boss pays for the funding that is murdering and genociding the black population in America? Mm-hmm. And they would say, what? And I would say, his funding. He votes to fund Planned Parenthood, mm-hmm. which is an abortion clinic predominantly. Now they've moved over, and now they're doing mutilation of children. Mm-hmm. But it's still the same thing. They mutilate children in the womb, and they mutilate children now that are born. by cutting off sex organs and mutilating them, whether it's through hormone therapy or by putting young girls under the knife and performing double mastectomies and hysterectomies. It's unconscionable. But I would always bring up the fact that, you know, blackgenocide.org points these things out, and every time they would say, no, I'm not aware of it, and I would say, please go to the website. So, Reverend, to the question, you know, whether it's life in the womb or whether it's, you know, perverting our children and destroying their innocence and their conscience in schools or teaching hate predicated on skin color, is there anything sacred in our country anymore?
Unfortunately, it's getting waxing worse and worse, but you opened a door when the womb was not sacred and life beginning was not sacred. That is the domino effect here. And we're seeing it on a scale that I really didn't think I'd ever would see. I thought we would turn around by now and recognize indeed the harm that we've done to our children and future generations. But no, right now it's at the worst I've ever seen it. But yet there is an undercurrent of a turning around because the parents and the church, some churches are waking up to the fact that if we don't stand up now, you will lose the country, plain and simple. And so we're being charged to be salt and light as never before. And I believe that that is going to happen. I honestly believe that there's going to be enough people to begin to stand up. We got a situation. We know marriage has been under attack and that marriage isn't sacred any longer. Will that be dependent upon what the Congress does? No. I hope that there is some hope for our Congress. Maybe they'll filibuster it. Maybe they'll do whatever they can do to prevent this from happening. But it's the church's responsibility to communicate the values of the Judeo-Christian ethic. And that's why you're even having a situation like this today over marriage in our Congress. But
So to that point, I'm glad that you bring that up. And so to that point, let me ask you this, because I'm struggling with how we're going to manage this. Statistics indicate that 80% of pastors, and we know what's happened in mainline denominations, Presbyterian, Methodist, the Baptist now, the Episcopalian Church for a long time now, even within certain elements of the Catholic Church, which we can debate, you know, how we feel about all of that, but nonetheless, it still exists there. No matter what group of churches you point to or you look at, the denominations are certainly taking what I would believe to be a non-biblical view on these issues. But I'm going to go past that question and pose this. As much as 80% of all pastors right now are not able to survive on what the church provides for them, and they have to go outside of the church, either start a side business that they run themselves or work somewhere for someone. Under the new Respect for Marriage Act, companies, even like Hobby Lobby's case that they won was based on the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The Respect for Marriage Act throws that out, and it throws out DOMA. It says those are no longer the law of the land, and they are done. Therefore, pastors, 80% of the time, are going to be working in an environment where they have to deny biblical truth in order to work in that environment. while on Sunday morning standing in front of the church trying to proclaim, hey, live out your faith during the week when they themselves can't do it.
That's a good point. Good point. There's no question about it, but it really comes down to, will we also be forced to marry same-sex couples? It's going to threesomes, foursomes. This is where all this is heading.
Sure.
Will this also mean that pedophilia will be able to be justifiable?
Now, wait a minute. Those aren't pedophiles. Those are minor attracted persons. They're MAPS now.
So we, right now, I wish I did have a better hold on this. You know, a lot of times I kind of know what's going to happen. This is like a question mark to me for whatever reason. I'm praying as much as I normally do. But it's just like a question mark how this is all going to play out. But this I do know, undoubtedly, judgment begins at the house of God.
Yeah.
If this, you know, we're going to yell at the Congress, you're going to yell at the Senate, Satan would love that, you know, because until the church is the church, this will not be rolled back at all. And until we begin to be, you know, carriers of the gospel and sacred within our own walk, it's not going to happen. We are called to influence and impact the society. I don't want to get you in trouble or anything, but let's face it, if T.D. Jakes, if Joel Osteen, if the Pope, if any of these high platform religious figures were to come out, have a press conference and say, we believe that marriage is between one man and one woman, if that was to come forth right now, Church of God in Christ, they have to be, you know, this right now there should be a press conference somewhere. But I don't believe they have the resolve or position to be stated. Yeah. I think they're beholden to them in some way where they can't make that bold stance. And what the Pope just did recently basically is, condoning, priests that are basically blessing same-sex marriages, sends out a strong signal that the church overall may fold on this right now. So I don't know. I don't know how this is going to turn out.
T.D. Jakes years ago, gave affirmation to same-sex relationships. So he has been affirming that, you know, your Rick Warren, the same kind of thing, who's an influencer. I a lot of people question, but an influencer. Joel Osteen doesn't speak about this really at all. Again, another influencer, although his platform seems to be being, in my opinion, somewhat clipped a little bit. But no, I agree. None of them, you know, there isn't, for example, a Jack Hayford as an example, to step up. You know, Franklin Graham has made some statements with regards to these issues. But his wings have been clipped as well, and Liberty University used to be a loud voice on these things, but when Jerry Falwell Jr. fell, that pretty much silenced them. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are? Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Reverend Clenard Childress Jr., blackgenocide.org, blackgenocide.org. We were talking as we were headed into the break about, you know, who's going to stand up, who's going to step up, and who's going to, you know, raise their voices. You mentioned T.D. Jakes. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. T.D. Jakes succumbed, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. He brought in that Raphael Warnock and endorsed him and brought him into his pulpit. Okay, he brought in Barack Obama. He has turned his pulpit over to the devil. Okay, he's turned his pulpit over to Satan, period. End of story. And if he wants to come on this program and have a conversation about it or debate me about it, I'll be happy to have a conversation. I'd love to hear an explanation about allowing people who are proponents of killing babies, of mm-hmm. mutilating children and having them mutilate their sex organs for transitioning, you giving your pulpit over to those kinds of people, you can't to endorse them and give your pulpit to them is an abomination.
Well, no question. You know, when I saw Queen Latifah
And I saw other stars of the African American community pushing the vaccines and pushing the Fauci agenda. And then when I saw him begin to do it, I said, oh, he's beholden to them. They have something on him. He needs to accommodate whatever they're asking, which means there's been some serious financial dealings in the past that basically he's been bought out. So he didn't really have a say in the fact of him taking a needle in front of his congregation, telling his congregation to do this. I knew then it was bad, but once again, it's clearly, as I think as you alluded to before, it very well may be time for the local church to be the church. And maybe we, just as it was with Trump, I didn't know what was going on in 2020. I couldn't figure that out. But maybe we had begun to say, oh, we want a savior, or we want a political savior, and then we can go back to church and business as usual. I think business as usual is never going to be again. And I think there's unquestionably say now, if the local church does not rise up. Well, look at Virginia. I think that was a great example of Winston Sears and what's his name?
Glenn Youngkin.
Yeah. That was a perfect example of the local bodies and the local people rising up, which impacted the state. I think that's what God is looking for across the board, certainly in California, certainly in New Jersey. Yeah. And so, yes, I don't like it, because whoever thought that we would be in this present position of basically seemingly a hair away from the globalist agenda, the spirit of Antichrist embodied, taking over the United States of America completely. And certainly, it's thing. I said this 4 years ago, in 2020. I said they cannot win elections any longer without stealing them,
right?
Okay, without some type of shenanigans going on. So we unquestionably basically will never be able to know the true vote of ethnicities any longer. They don't want you to know that,
right?
Because they have lost the black vote, enough percentage of the black vote, where they can't win elections any longer. And they saw that coming. And who expedited that? Donald Trump. So yeah. we're in a position right now, if it's not exposed, I still say I'm praying for Carrie Lake. I pray that this may be the ideal situation and circumstances that basically kind of wakes up the nation and wakes up the church, and basically there's accountability. But if you have Garland basically totally corrupt as your attorney general, there's no doubt that it's going to be a serious upheaval. I don't know how it's going to go down. But
you know, Reverend,
wondering, is that going to be here?
Well, I mean, look at the situation of what just took place in Washington, D.C., where, you know, you're not going to get a fair trial in a Washington, D.C. court. If you are a constitutional patriot, constitutional American patriot, there's no way you get a fair trial inside of a D.C. courtroom. And the media has already tried these cases anyway. But you had five defendants, all of whom were found guilty, two of whom were found guilty of sedition. This just happened yesterday, folks. Keep an eye on this. Keep an eye on this, because as a part of that whole case, they brought into it a couple of very significant and key names. They brought in the name of Roger Stone, and they brought in the name of Michael Flynn. And the efforts to bring those names into the case was so that they can connect the dots and try to bring President Donald Trump into the situation. Now, I'm not willing to go to a civil war for a person. But they are forcing us into that kind of a situation when they remove our ability and our right to be able to legally and fairly elect our representatives. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. And so Michelle Swinnick said this earlier on my program, and I agree wholeheartedly. The first place that we've got to do our warfare is right here. Right here. Mm-hmm. Okay? We've got to do warfare right here. You need your spirit man and your physical man well and healthy, and then you need to start warring in the realm of the spirit. There is a battle going on for the soul of America right now.
Right now. Right
for now. The soul. Yeah. And it's happening in the realm of the spirit before it happens in the realm of the natural. And we do not have enough warfare and enough battle going forward. When we talk about issues like homosexuality, what we're not telling the people, because folks, don't be fooled. Testimonies I think her name was Cole, last name was Cole, the young girl who had her breasts cut out, who is now in her early 20s saying, I can't believe they did this to me, and I've forgiven my parents, but I'm testifying about it. The detransition diaries that are coming out and the expressions of that. Okay, folks, these individuals, these young people, they need to be told that Jesus Christ died so they could be set free, that sin is what has them in bondage, not wrong action. But actually the spirit of sin is what's tormenting their soul and their spirit, and it's making them so unhappy and so miserable that they're doing this mutilation to their own bodies, and they will wake up out of this nightmare, but only by the Spirit of God can we get to them before they mutilate their bodies in the nightmare.
Clearly a time where only the church has the answer. The social sciences cannot deal with this. That's why they condone it and make up sciences, pseudosciences, to basically accommodate their ideology. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the will. Breaker. We are the yoke breakers through our preaching and teaching of the Word of God. We are in a state right now, only the church can answer this. Only the church can answer this.
Yeah.
So God has put us in a position to accept the calling. He will enable us. He will embody us. He knew we'd be going through this at this time, but he also knew what the answer is, the way of escape. What is the means to bring about stability and to bring about a degree of sanity, okay? But
and the good, yeah, and again, folks, the good news, we'll close our program by saying this. The good news of the gospel is it is finished. It is finished. The work of the cross was completed. It's been done, and you can be set free from your sin. You can be set free. And at the end of the day, we as believers will have to answer for our role in what we're doing with that knowledge. And here it is at the end of the day. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good. and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.